With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden is wrong to say he finds fault with both sides of the anti-Israel student demonstrations.
He can't draw a strong distinction between anti-Semitic mobs on the one hand and people who understand there are civilian casualties in Gaza, but that those civilian casualties are the responsibility of Hamas, not Israel.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with Salem Radio Network. A new investigation finds that leftist billionaire George Soros is funding the agitators behind the radical anti-Israel protests nationwide. According to the New York Post, copycat tent cities at Harvard, Yale, Berkeley, Ohio State, and Emory in Georgia were organized by Hamas-supported and Soros-funded Students for Justice in Palestine. At three colleges, the protests are being led by paid radicals who are fellows of a Soros-funded group called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. The radical group received at least $300,000 from Soros' Open Society Foundation since 2017, and they also took $355,000 from the Rockefeller Brothers Fund since 2019. Also at SRN News, political pushback on a proposed ban on a type of cigarettes popular with black Americans.
The Biden administration is indefinitely delaying a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes.
It has anesthetic properties and qualities that help mask the harshness and irritation of tobacco smoke.
The FDA says it would prevent hundreds of thousands of smoking-related deaths over 40 years. Health Secretary Javier Becerra gave no timeline for issuing the rule, saying more time is needed to consider feedback, including from civil rights groups. About 80% of black smokers use menthol. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Critics say the delay is the fact that this is an election year. This is SRN News. President Biden sparks outrage with a gesture.
He was about to speak at a pro-abortion rally in Florida on Tuesday when he made the sign of the cross. That gesture, which dates back to early days of Christianity and is primarily associated with Catholics now, seemed highly inappropriate to many pro-lifers. Several high-ranking Democrats have been known to use religious language when promoting abortion, and the president's gesture seems to be the latest example. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man living as a woman is suing the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security after officials refused to change the sex on his driver's license. The lawsuit claims the department acted illegally by updating its policies last year without following the Tennessee Uniform Administrative Procedures Act. It requires public notice and public comment before an administrative rule is adopted. The department previously permitted a change to the sex designator on the driver's license. This is SRN News. NFL is greenlighting a specialized padded helmet.
The NFL is allowing players to wear protective guardian caps during regular season games. NFL Executive Vice President overseeing player health and safety Jeff Miller made the announcement Friday, saying the league has 2 years' worth of data showing, quote, significant concussion reductions. The league first allowed the caps during training camps in 2022 and later required them to be worn during all 2023 preseason practices and regular season and postseason contact practices. The caps reduced the force of head contact by up to 20% if all players involved are wearing them. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Columbia University's Senate wants an investigation into its president and members of her administration. The Senate voted Friday to approve the resolution and accused the administration of, quote, violating established protocols, undermining academic freedom, and breaching the due process rights of students and professors. More details at SRNnews.com.